Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I'm Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. The ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 11. Are you frequently haunted by painful memories of the past? The injustice that was meted out to you, the gall and bitterness of it all. How could it happen? Why did it happen? Does God hear you and see you sighing regarding it? Yes, He does. And He wants to comfort you this day. Remember, He heard the cry of the Israelites in Egypt and put an end to their misery by setting them free. He also brought them back from captivity in Babylon, even though He had decreed that punishment for them because of their sins. Regarding Israel, the Lord had this to say, though they did not follow Him wholeheartedly. Is not Ephraim my dear son, the child in whom I delight? Though I often speak against him, I still remember him. Therefore my heart yearns for him. I have great compassion for him, declares the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 20. The Lord's heart yearns for you. He has great compassion on you. He will give you so much of love that gladness and joy will overtake you, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Another great promise that the Lord gave the Israelites is found in the book of Joel. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locust and the young locust, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be ashamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. Joel chapter 2, verses 25 to 27. Trust in the Lord, live for Him. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I am Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website, jesuschrist.co.in, and my blog blessed2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.